We're talking about life and love and truth and Jesus, and we're glad that you're with us today. 607-347-4161 is our Love Line number. We tell you that often so that you can call that number or give that number to somebody that you know might want to talk to us. We have qualified counselors standing by to talk with you at any time you'd like to call us. A reminder that Scott has been asking you to pray for this program and continue to do so, that God would have his way. And Scott's been asking you to pray 5 minutes each and every day. And for those who will really stand with the program, up to 15 minutes a day. Pray for it to get on in every state in the Union and for your locality, wherever you have a particular burden. We thank you for your prayers and encourage you to continue to do so. Continuing now with the Scott Ross Show, here's a group from England called Parchment and a song about Jesus, a song about light of the world, and those who follow him, representatives of that light. Stonehill from a brand new album, Welcome to Paradise, and Keep Me Running, Lord. Lord, keep me always moving on to a new place. Don't let me get stagnant. Keep me going on that race that is set before me. You're listening to the Scott Ross Show. We're continuing with a program about a new life, about a new existence, about an alternative lifestyle to that people know in the world. John Tomczyk sitting in for Scott Ross, who is away for this 1 week only to a special pastor's meeting. For Christians, elves, and lovers, not necessarily in that order, I'm sure, is the title of an album by the All Saved Freak Band. And here's a song called Water Streets. The All Saved Freak Band here on the Scott Ross Show. If you'd like to know more about the life that we talk about in this program, about the love and about the absolute truth, about the answer, Jesus Christ, we have love lines that you can call and talk to somebody, a counselor, confidentially, in whatever problem, situation you might have. Any disagreements, we'd like to hear from you at area code New York 13068. Proclaiming the risen Christ, he is risen, victorious. Here is John Michael Talbot. John Michael Talbot, and he is risen. Jesus Christ, he rose from the dead. It's an actual occurrence, and because Jesus did that, because he literally did that, on the third day he rose from the dead, that we can know life. We can know life eternal. We're going to know death in the usual sense of the word, but it's going to be like a graduation time where we're going to go just into eternity. The time that we're spending here on this globe cannot be measured. You could say it's a drop in the bucket, but you cannot measure a finite against an infinite. And when we die, in the conventional sense of the term, we're going to be going into an eternity. And you're going to have eternal life one way or another. Eternal life in the true sense of life is only with Jesus. But even if you don't know Jesus, life is not going to stop for you, and you're going to be continuing on living throughout an eternity. You have to choose whether you're going to be spending that in heaven or in hell. If you know Jesus, you can know the resurrection life. You can know a life more abundantly. And that's what we're talking about here on the Scott Ross Show. Anne Herring of the second chapter of Acts from a live double album. Jamie Owens. New Jerusalem. We talk a lot here on the Scott Ross program about the first coming, but here's a song about the second coming, about Jesus the Christ returning to earth. He was here 2,000 years ago, but he's returning again. And he is returning for his bride. As Jamie was singing, Lord, make ready your queen now. She waits in hope, watching the clouds of rain, washing her clean now. Soon she'll be seen ready to have and to hold. Jesus Christ is coming back to this earth, the second coming, and it's happening soon. And do you know where you're going to be standing when Jesus comes? What's going to be happening to you when Jesus does return? You can say, well, that's ridiculous. Jesus isn't coming back. He was never here the first time. An interesting thing about the truth is that it is still the truth, regardless of who believes it or whether anybody believes it. God is still going to be coming back in Jesus Christ, and whether you believe it or not, isn't going to change his coming. He is going to be coming, and you need to know what's going to be happening after that. You need to know where you're going to be standing for eternity. You have to make a choice. Even if you haven't chosen, you have made that choice. You're either for God or you're against him. New Jerusalem, we who love the Lord Jesus and follow him daily know that he's coming back soon. And we encourage you to investigate the truth. We encourage you to turn your life over to Jesus, to know wholeness, to know new life, and to know that eternal life that our God promises and is for each and every one of us.